AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Divergent assessments today of Iran's crackdown on protests, Charles de Ledesma reports.
Iran's top judge has hinted at fast trials and executions for those who were detained in nationwide protests, even as activists say the death toll has risen to levels unseen in decades. The US-based human rights activists news agency now says the number of dead has climbed to over 2,570. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
But President Trump told reporters,
we've been told that the killing in Iran is stopping, and it's stopped, and it's stopping. And there's no plan for executions or executions. So I've been told that on good authority. We'll find out about it.
The president touched on a number of topics in that Oval Office session, including Venezuela. Jennifer King has the latest from there.
Venezuela's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, struck a conciliatory tone at her first briefing for reporters since the ouster of Nicolas Maduro.
El mensaje.
Rodriguez says she will continue releasing hundreds of prisoners in a sign that her nation is entering a new political era. Crimes related to the constitutional order are being evaluated, Rodriguez said, in apparent reference to criticisms that many of the prisoners are being held on politically motivated charges and that the process is too slow and secretive. She did not take questions at the briefing. Rodriguez is walking a tightrope between her own hardline colleagues and demands by U.S. President Donald Trump, who voiced his support during a White House signing event.
We just had a great conversation today, and she's a terrific person. I mean, she's somebody that we've worked with very well.
President Trump is scheduled to meet Thursday with Maria Corina Machado, the Nobel Peace Prize-winning leader of Venezuela's opposition. I'm Jennifer King.
The FBI searched the home of a Washington Post reporter today. The Justice Department says it was part of a leak investigation into a Pentagon contractor accused of taking home classified information. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Major indexes closed lower on Wall Street, dragged down by losses for big banks and tech companies. The S&P 500 sank 0.5% Wednesday. The index set its latest all-time high on Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 42 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 1%. Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and Citigroup all dropped following their latest profit reports. NVIDIA and other AI-related tech stocks also fell. NVIDIA lost 1.4%. Broadcom gave back 4.2%. Oil companies and stocks of smaller companies rallied. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Wholesale prices up 3% in November over a year earlier, while retail sales rose a better-than-expected 0.6%. Home sales remained stuck at a 30-year low last year. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.